This is WLRN News. I'm Kate Stein. Florida and Louisiana face a shared threat, sea level rise. They are two of the most vulnerable places in the country. Mark Schlefstein is a Pulitzer-winning environment reporter with NOLA.com and the Times-Picayune in New Orleans. He used to live in Miami, and he spoke with me about the future of both places and about a community that's already had to move away from the coast because of rising seas.
Ilda John Charles is a Native American Indian village, and that community had been leaving for quite a while prior to, really prior to Katrina and the hurricanes that occurred after Katrina that affected them. The portion of the coast where they lived has been eroding much more rapidly. Those wetlands have been disappearing, and the people there now live literally along a road. And on both sides of the road, there's water. So the state and the federal government made a decision that a levee system that's being built in that same area would not go far enough south to protect that community, because there just weren't enough people living down there to make it financially feasible.
Tell me a little bit more about the process of getting residents of Ile de Jean Charles on board with this relocation.
The state has been able to get a federal grant and gotten agreement finally from the vast majority of people who live down there, and they'll create a new village for them to live in, farther away from the potential for flooding. We're talking about people who make their living off of fishing, but we're also talking about a large elderly population as well. They just don't want to leave. They don't want to leave their culture. They don't want to leave their graveyards. And the location that they're going to is, 20, 30, 40 miles away.
So between the coastal restoration projects and the upgrades to the levee system, what's your thought now on how prepared coastal Louisiana and New Orleans are for the next big hurricane?
In the New Orleans area, we have a brand new levee system that was built after Katrina to new standards of what kinds of hurricanes can occur in the Gulf of Mexico, taking into account climate change and the potential that over time hurricanes will become more intense. People may have been provided with money to also elevate some homes to reduce the damage that occurs. So the city of New Orleans proper is prepared for a Category 1 and probably a Category 2 hurricane.
Just a Category 1 or a Category 2 in your estimation?
Well, yeah. What they're expecting is 5 feet of floodwaters inside the city as opposed to 15 to 20 feet. And what that really means is, worse than street flooding, but not devastating. So that's for inside the levee system. But there are lots of areas that are outside the levee system, and I'm sorry, all bets are off on them.
On the spectrum of preparedness for sea level rise and having experience dealing with the rising sea and the accompanying threats, where does Miami fall?
New Orleans is protectable, at least for the next 50 years, and we've been working on it a heck of a lot longer than Miami has. When New Orleans was built, Bienville decided to place the city at the crescent of the Mississippi River because it was the closest place that was defensible. At that time, it was defensible against the Spanish and the English. Today, it's the closest place that's defensible against storm surge. And it's inland. Well, at least it is today. But Miami wasn't built that way. Flagler built a railroad all the way down to Miami and did it as a way of getting people to live there and make money off of it. And in Miami Beach, there are no wetlands in front of Miami Beach. They're long gone. You don't have any flood walls or levees protecting.
I mean, we have a few seawalls, but nothing like the levee system that New Orleans has, because it just wouldn't be effective.
We have sand and clay. Water doesn't have the ability of coming through. It's not a place that water is coming in. The reality is that, our nation is going to have to look at our coastal community. There's half our population now lives on the coastlines, and recognize that where we have placed people is in danger. And we need to recognize what that risk is and start determining where we're able to do things to protect those communities and where communities are going to have to move.
That was Mark Schlefstein, environment reporter at NOLA.com and the Times-Picayune in New Orleans. This interview is part of The Invading Sea, a collaboration among WLRN, the Miami Herald, the South Florida Sun Sentinel, and the Palm Beach Post. You can find more information at theinvadingsea.com. This is WLRN News. I'm Kate Stein.